Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby stickies. He's with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Apologies to put your hands together. Hey, everybody. Sorry, get it out of the way. My name is Doug, and I love movies. What was that person yelling over there? It's so funny that Los Angeles isn't the best at it, but you guys started it. Like, it was your idea. And every week is like, I'm an idea movie! Coming to you from the UCB Theater on Franklin Boulevard in Los Angeles on Tuesday, January 14th, 2020. 2014 Wolf of Wall Street. Thank you to everyone who listened to last Saturday's Tournament of Championships episode, despite the bad sound and Jeff Garlin. I'm sure there's some people who are excited to see and hear Jeff go up against Matt Myra and Ken Jennings in the next level of the competition, and I'll make that happen as soon as possible. Friday night, Vegas, come on! 25th Hour Comedy Theater. 25th Hour Comedy Theater. It's off the strip, doesn't sound shady at all. Bring your name tags. And Saturday, February 8th, San Francisco, I'll be doing the Benson Movie Interruption of Twilight New Moon at Sketchfest, sfsketchfest.com, to get in there. I already sold a lot of tickets. It's a huge theater. It's too big. I mean, last year when we showed the first Twilight, it was so much fun. Someone brought for the prize bag a copy of Thomas Jefferson, The Art of Power. It's a Pulitzer Prize winning work. Someone brought Sanford and Son, the second season. Yeah, I forgot that I put this in here. I just wanted to wear this. There's a t-shirt we'll talk about in a second, a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, iTunes gift card for $10. You can go and get Benson Interruption or buy something else. Buy a nice record by that lady that sings about you should be happy. I don't know who to say. Please welcome Kumail Nanjiani, Sean Cullen, and Zach Galifianakis. I got a warning before the show started that Sean Cullen is stuck in traffic. Apparently, he was on a freeway headed here, and they made everybody get off because of a brush fire. So I don't. What's that? PCH. What the? Is this fucking guy staying in Malibu while he's here? Jesus. Anyway, we'll talk to him about it when he gets here. And but Kumail Nanjiani's here, everybody. He made it.
I made it.
Yeah. Always great to have you on the programs. You have your own podcast, and that's what this shirt is that you brought. You brought an XL shirt of for the indoor kids.
Well, I figured
podcast.
It's UCB, so.
Yeah, it's you and your lovely wife, Emily, co-host the thing together.
Yeah, it's on the Nerdist. It's a video game podcast. Listen to it, you know?
Yeah, and you guys were there at the interruption of the awards show on Sunday.
Can we not
at
say
family?
We can't say the name of it.
We try not to. I mean,
okay.
Now that we've moved on to another subject, we could talk about the Golden Globes if you'd like.
Oh, yeah. I watched it alone in my house. But I did yell at the screen the entire time. It's fun, right? It's fun.
Yeah, and Zach Galifianakis was also there briefly.
Buzz.
Yeah, he stopped by.
Very nice of everybody to applaud. Thank you.
It's weird. When you have to interrupt, you realize just how boring awards shows are because nothing is happening, and then Jacqueline Bisset happens, and you're like, thank God! And that's like
that
10 minutes into the show.
On, yeah.
Yeah. And then everybody else is just talking about how hard it is to talk up there.
Yeah, I didn't expect this. One in five chance. Zach Galifianakis.
That's my hat.
Been hanging on to it for you.
Oh, thanks. Well, can't you just give it to me not on the podcast?
Wait, what's the history with the... With the hat? You had left it at his house?
I used to beg for change with this hat.
And it would fall right through.
It's a visor?
Yeah, that was the joke.
It's a visual joke?
I don't think the listeners knew it was a visor.
Sorry.
It's a visor?
It's a visor, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you never made any money.
Yeah. No. Well, I don't know.
Because he uses his hat to try to catch coins. and it's a visor. Are you talking about this exciting new television project you're doing, or is this like a big secret still?
No.
What was the no to? There were two questions.
Everything.
He's
no.
Not talking about it. This might not even be a thing.
Yeah. Here, can I talk about it as if it's mine?
Sure.
I'm very excited. I have this FX show coming out. Louis wrote and...
Louis C.K.?
Yeah, Louis C.K. is writing it and executive producing it. I think it's going to be great. Zach, what are you up to?
Zach brought a copy of the Sanford and Son second season for the prize bag. Pretty generous gift.
Binge watch it.
And you tried to binge read this book, but you got, only
did.
Got to page 17.
Page 17.
Is it still marked, the page? Oh, I want to read the last sentence that you stopped at. The last sentence you ever read of his biography was, and to a circle of men who would change Jefferson's life forever. You were like, I don't need to know more.
Yeah.
I mean, that could not have been a bigger cliffhanger.
I know.
Yeah. Sounds like it's his first circle jerk.
Yeah. Who would change Jefferson's life forever.
I already know everything past that. I didn't know.
Leading up to the circle of men.
I just read about his dad. That's it.
Yeah. Once he gets to the circle of men, you're on it.
What do you think the circle of men is?
Well, yeah, what is it? Could be the 12 apostles.
I think that's what it is not.
It's definitely not the 12 apostles.
Dude, did you eat one of those pod cookies they were passing out online? Yeah, that explains a lot.
Wait, already?
I heard somebody gave out pod cookies to a bunch of people in line.
Who did? Yeah.
Who did? All right, well, good luck to all of you. I hope you just ate half. So Sean's really stuck in traffic. So maybe, Kumail, could you read us the last line of every chapter?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Have you been to the movies lately, Kumail?
wrote Thomas Paine, Jefferson could not have agreed more. Do you not think an angel rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm? Out of context, very little of it makes sense. Yeah, I've seen a bunch of movies. I saw, my favorite one that I saw recently was Her. I thought that one was great.
I like Her.
I really wanted a scene where he just like fucks his iPhone though, you know? Just like shoves it down his pants. But I thought that one was great. And I thought Wolf of Wall Street was great too. So I've seen the usual ones.
I like those, both of those, yes. I like them. Zach?
Zach, have you ever seen movies?
I saw Shrek. It's the only movie I've seen in like 10 years.
What do you think of that one? Shrek.
Is that the one with the...
No, that's Shrek the Third. The Wait is Ogre.
I have seen... I saw the Meryl Streep movie. I saw that one.
August?
Osage County?
Oh, that was Orange County. Is that... August, Orange County? No, I saw that, and that's good.
Is it?
I liked it.
All right.
Is there a lot of fighting in it?
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of arguing.
Yeah, it's good. It's believable.
I thought it was exciting as a play. I thought it was weird as a movie, but...
Yeah. I thought the same thing about Thor.
Thor Dark World?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was weird. The sequel to Thor was the one based on a play.
Yeah, the first
so the
one.
The order of things is very strange in the Marvel Universe. You really did answer the question. What was the second one you said?
What? August. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you
know
just kept saying that one movie over and over again?
I think so, yeah.
Well, before that, he said Shrek.
Shrek,
yeah,
and
of course.
August movie.
But that's the only one you've seen lately?
No, I saw Blue Jasmine. How long is that?
Yeah, Blue Jasmine is a movie.
Yep, that's really good. She should win. Did she win anything?
She won the Globes.
Mm-hmm. She won a golden?
She won a golden.
Yeah. Right after you left yesterday, she picked up the prize.
Yeah, she's good.
And she hurled it into someone's face sitting in the front row.
You
and they
should
went to the
have
hospital.
Been there.
Who was it?
Meryl Streep.
Oh. Like just a, like in your face type thing?
She was just like, fuck you, Streep. And then she threw it.
Yeah.
And
like
now,
that's how I'd tell the story. She threw it in someone's face.
It should
and then
been...
turns out Meryl Streep's face.
See, this is where we disagree. He thinks it was just anybody. She's just throwing it. I think she targeted Meryl Streep. And so now Meryl can... Meryl, by the way. First name. Can only act in movies where the main character has like a Golden Globes impression on their face.
You guys are... Are you being serious?
I was looking at my phone for a second there. I checked out for a moment just to see if there's any updates on Sean Cullen. I really find this interesting. Because at 6:39, I was told that he'd just gotten past Westwood.
I don't know where that is.
You don't know where Westwood is?
No. No, I'm joking.
It's just right next to Eastwood. Where Clint lives with his family in that reality show.
Is that reality show called Eastwood's Next to Westwood?
No.
Wait, what did he say now?
But no word on whether or not Vivian Westwood lives in Westwood. It's not saying anything. That's the thing that's... So, like, a half an hour ago, he just got past Westwood. So that sounds like he'd still have been very far at that time.
And there's a fire. Something's on fire, right?
Well, he got... That's what they're saying is he got off the highway because of a brush fire, so I just don't understand what highway he was going on.
That was on fire.
That would make you go into Westwood and would be anywhere near a brush fire. This guy knows the answer, but he keeps saying it's PCH.
He's also the guy
but that's
who...
That's fucking crazy.
It's not a brush fire, though.
That's also the guy who said 12 apostles who are probably the people.
Traffic in Malibu does not affect traffic all the way over from Malibu to here. The second you leave Malibu, you're no longer involved in Malibu traffic.
Welcome to Doug Love's Traffic Patterns. I'm just going to dissect that for a while. Now,
I was just getting really angry because he said, "Welcome to L.A." when he's not supposed to be speaking at all.
And yeah,
that's true.
That's a good point.
That's not a usual feature here at Douglas Movies. Especially at UCB, the crowds are very polite, and they.
I think he's helping.
They only get involved when something's wrong. With this PCH shit?
Yeah, he's helping, right?
Okay, yeah, there
he's
go.
Helpful. All
right.
I'm on his side. What's your name?
Mark.
Fuck you, Mark. I tricked you into telling me your name so I could personalize the insult. I'm just being serious. Mark, he's drinking watermelon juice. Everything's great.
So yeah, so I'm in a tough decision here because I want to play the Leonard Maltin game, but it's weird to not play with one.
Let's
one
wait.
Of the
let's
guests.
Give it a time, and then until that time, 7:20, 5 minutes. Doug, what have you seen recently?
Everything.
Oh, look, I think he's coming. I can
you
feel
think
it.
So? You heard doors.
Oh, boo. Wait, Sean Cullen is here, everybody.
Hey, Sean, how's it going?
Hey.
I heard the traffic was terrible.
It was fuck Malibu, man.
Have you written a song about the traffic and how bad it was? Could you perform it for us right now?
Yeah, I don't have my guitar.
Oh, he usually does. You usually don't.
Can you beatbox for me and I'll rap it? Someone beatbox, I'll rap about the traffic.
I can't.
Good.
This is Steve Agee, everybody.
Thank you.
Stephen Agee Stevens.
I'm doing the next show. I just didn't want to watch you guys suffer anymore.
As Sean Cullen, I thought you were nailing it. Like, we could have really confused the audience for a long time.
But they're blue.
They're blue.
The visor does bring out more blue.
Oh, thank you. You have beautiful eyes, Zach.
Oh, thank you.
You know that. Don't pretend as if it's the first time.
First time on a podcast.
What have you seen, AG? What movies
all
have you
of
seen?
Saw them all.
You did?
I think so.
What was your least favorite?
Braveheart.
Okay, I don't mean movies all the way to the beginning of
all
time.
Not all.
That movie has some good parts. That's the worst movie ever.
My least favorite movie of the year? Bling Ring.
That movie doesn't really seem targeted at you, but like did you have high hopes going in?
I kind of like.
How
Sophia
high
Coppola.
Were you going in?
I was high going in.
Yeah. I enjoyed it, but it just felt like the trailer encapsulated the movie so beautifully. We could have saved a lot of time. Sure. Just watch the trailer.
It's a true story, times. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they broke into Paris Hilton's house, the real life kids. They shot the movie in Paris Hilton's
house.
Yeah,
and she has a cameo in the movie.
Yeah.
Is she playing the person whose house gets broken into?
I think so.
Yeah, she's playing Paris Hilton. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, she is playing Paris Hilton.
And I was you see her house while they're shooting there, and you're like, who would have a house? She wouldn't have a house like that. And it's really her house. It's pictures of her everywhere. Like embroidered
that's
pillows.
That's surprising to you?
Kind of.
I would be surprised if she didn't have embroidered
pillows.
Wait.
This is in Braveheart?
Yeah. Paris Hilton plays herself. She's 12. You're like, this one's a star.
Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Let's do it.
We got three players.
If Sean shows up, tell him to just come out here and I'll switch with him.
Yeah, he'll sub in. You'll play on his behalf until he gets here.
Sure.
I love this plan.
Sure.
And if he's here right now, let us know. Okay, he's not. Because you're even going to pick a name tag for him. Gentlemen, go select the name tag you would like to play
Star Wars.
For. There's somebody beating on a drum over there.
Well,
Steve Agee just has it brought to him. That's clever. And so does Kumail. Zach's going to take a walk.
Does anybody like Thomas Jefferson? I got out of breath.
Went so far. Who are you playing for, Kumail?
I'm playing for, it says Malibu Kelly, which is appropriate given that we've been talking about the sound of one person clapping. I assume you're Malibu Kelly. Is your name Malibu Kelly? Just Kelly. And it's a Hunger Games thing.
But your Twitter name is Malibu Kelly.
And instead of Hunger Games, she scratched it out and wrote Malibu Kelly. So do you get the play on words there?
It's her face on there, and it's just she hungers for games.
This is your own face?
That's right.
Fuck you, Mark!
Fuck you, Mark is here, everyone. That's his Twitter handle. And it's
fuck underscore you.
Fuck you was taken. Fuck you, Mark.
Yeah.
That's Mark Lynn Baker's Twitter. Who the fuck even knows what I'm talking about? It's the guy from Perfect Strangers. And it's your birthday, right, Kelly? It's Kelly's
happy
birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Who are you playing for, Steve?
I'm going to assume your name's Holly.
Yep.
She's got a picture of an AT-AT walker, and that's you riding it with a holiday sweater. It says Holly Day Special.
Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a little late.
Well, Star Wars is still a thing.
I was talking more about the Christmas theme.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think both are old.
It's good drawing.
Yeah. They're both old in a way that makes it charming. Zach,
yes.
Who are you playing for?
It says Stanley on it. Hi, Stanley. That's Stanley. Stanley.
It's a picture.
Oh,
of
yeah, he took a picture.
Bob Barker.
Did you take this? Yeah, he took a picture of Bob
it's
Barker.
It's Bob Barker's 8x10.
Yep, 8x10.
Standing in front of the wheel. I've spun that wheel, by the way, and because it just sits in storage at the studio when they're not doing Prices Right, you can just walk over and spin it.
How much does that cost? Like, is it part
of a
tour?
Well, I had to get on the tour, and then I had to leave. I had to run away from the tour. Then I had to pay to get back on the tour. And what's his name again, the guy?
Stanley.
Stanley. All right, that's...
Did he actually sign that?
That's a name tag
for the
ages.
That's Bob Barker's autograph? Wow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Does Zach get to keep it?
Yeah, I'm going to keep this right
And it looks like there's a shithead on the back, so if you guys have a shitheads on the back of your things, don't reveal them.
Yep.
I love how people are starting using Post-its a lot for those. Nicely done, everybody. All right, we're going to play until Sean will replace...
Steve.
Steve, is it?
Yep.
When the time comes. And thank you, Steve, for running in. I was this close to bringing Baseball Jordan up here, or fuck you, Mark.
Fuck you, Mark is here.
I'll switch out.
Fuck you, Mark is here with his. What is that? Your fuck you wife? Oh, his fuck you
fuck
wife.
Your baby.
She's pregnant.
She's with fuck you baby.
Oh my God, this guy's gonna be a dad.
That baby's the fuck you bus.
Are you also drunk? No.
Yeah, he's drinking for three.
Yeah. Fuck you, Mark. When's your fuck you baby coming?
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo?
It was either that or St. Patrick's Day. We really wanted to fucking nail the timing. Just really drink that day. Try and forget it.
My birthday is very close to that, so maybe... Excuse me? Oh. He's commenting on my riffs, but he's saying they're good, so I can't be mad at him.
I could be mad.
It happened like a minute later. All right, good luck.
You've been here before, though, right, Mark?
Yes.
Yeah. You're usually not this chatty. This is a special. Well,
he said he sits in the back usually, so he's still chatty. We just can't hear him.
I'll settle for that. All right, so how was I going to determine the order you guys go in tonight? I guess just to get it over with.
Does seem complicated. I don't know how you're going to figure this out, but good luck.
Let's start with Kumail, and then go to Steve, and then to Zach.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
curveball.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah. But, of course, we'll change the order each time, and... Kumail gets to pick the first category.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. You get to choose between the following. Would you like as suggested by at BLGGERLINBCN. Pretty catchy Twitter handle.
I can't believe that wasn't taken.
Yeah. Yeah, there should have been a two at the end of that.
Yeah.
This category was suggested wins in Scrabble, and that's movies that start with a W, J, Q, X, or Z.
Okay.
W, J, K.
At Bennett Radio suggested Bush versus Gore, and that's slasher movies where you see full frontal nudity. And
Steve is literally licking his lips next to me. Did you guys see that? He was like, ooh. Daddy like. You're so gross, Steve.
At your pal Pete suggested Day the Mirth Stood Still, and that's movies where a comedian is killed. Yeah. Movies where a comedian is killed. And let me just tell you one quick little hint.
Yes.
It's not Watchmen.
Okay. All right. Okay. Not Watchmen.
It's not The Comedian.
Let's go with the second one, Bush versus Gore.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Would you like a movie that has Bush and Gore in it from 1981 or 2009?
Oh, let's go 2009.
Okay. Steve doesn't like that. Oh, he's all right with it. 1.5 stars from Leonard. So he didn't care for this movie. I don't think he's crazy about Bush or Gore, really, in movies. He calls this movie
So is this your first baby? Fuck you, Mark. First one, second. How's the first one doing? She's still good, you said? He said she's still good.
Okay, he says that an actress in this movie deserves some sort of good sport award because she remains feisty and formidable during one of the longest displays of gratuitous nudity in the history of film.
Oh, a lot of bush.
Just longest display of gratuitous nudity. And, of course, that's the category, so that's still not that great of a clue.
It's 2009?
It's also a remake. It's a remake.
Okay.
And it's Leonard names 6 actors.
I bet we know none of these people.
There's that chance, yes.
Yeah. A slasher movie from the late 2000s? Okay. Let's go. I'll go 6 names.
Okay. Steve?
I'll go 5 names.
Zach, do you remember the order that he had decided earlier?
Yeah. I know what's about to happen, too.
I'll do it in 10 names. I say to Steve, do it.
Yeah, that's what was going to happen. Your names are Kevin Teague.
Nope.
We know that guy.
Ooh,
we
did? Dead giveaway.
Yeah, he
is
owned,
that the name of the movie?
He owned the bar in Roadhouse. Tom Atkins. Betsy Rue. Kerr Smith.
Oh, Kerr Smith.
From Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, I know Kerr Smith.
And Jamie King.
Hmm. We know Jamie King.
That's your 5 out of 6 names. It's a remake.
2009.
It's got a long-ass gratuitous nudity.
Is it
sequence from 2009?
I've definitely seen this.
You're playing for Sean. You're playing for Canada.
I'm playing for Holly.
Okay, her as well.
Jeez. I'll go with Hills Have Eyes.
Eyes? The last name was probably not much help. Jensen Ackles. And the most recent called.
Is it the Texas Chainsaw remake?
No, My Bloody Valentine.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
So Zach's on the board. Zach has a point.
Thank you.
That's actually a pretty good movie. The 3D Valentine movie.
Actually, it's the longest nudity scene.
Well, they haven't seen Hell Baby.
I know, so. That's what I was going to say.
All right, we're starting with Kumail again, then we're going to Zach. And Kumail gets to pick between at Rock and Roll Geo, G-I-O, suggested Slay Anything, and that's movies where John Cusack kills someone. There's a lot of death and killing in my categories lately. At Uncle underscore Dirt suggested Captain Full Lips. Captain Full Lips.
You don't need to tell me
and
what that's about.
What is it?
I don't know.
Movies with Liv Tyler.
No, Angelina Jolie on a boat.
Okay.
Movies where Angelina Jolie is on a boat. Captain Full Lips.
Wow.
And then at
really specific.
I love that.
At Plainly Zanely suggested the comedians of comedy Bang Bang, and that's movies where Patton Oswalt, Brian Posehn, or Zach Galifianakis dies.
Okay.
Have you ever died in a movie, Zach?
Just the career, but not the.
So that narrows down to Brian or Patton.
All right, so I don't want to do. But she's been on a boat.
Angelina on a boat, or John Cusack kills someone.
Let's go with Angelina on a boat. All Captain right. Full Lips.
Yes. Would you like?
By the way, I just got that play on words. I just realized it's a play on Captain Phillips. Continue. I was like, that's a random thing, Captain Full Lips. That's. Not even a turn on anything. No, it's a turn on a recent huge movie. Go ahead.
All right, you ate up your choosing between two dates time. So the year is 2010.
Okay.
And Leonard gives this movie 2 stars.
2010.
He says it's got great stunt work. And he also calls it mindless fun. And he lists 9 names. Let's call it 8 names. 8 names.
I'll go 6.
Zach.
Name it.
Idiot.
You motherfucker.
I think I know what this movie is.
I have seen a lot of Angelina Jolie movies.
All right.
All right, so let's try it. Let's see what we got.
Try to narrow it down in your head.
I'm trying to think of the era.
How many names do you get?
8.
No.
6. I got 6.
All right, your 6 names are.
I really want to win.
I think Zach's going to take this thing right now.
Yeah. Wait. What happens if I win?
The person you're playing for gets all the prizes in the prize bag.
Yeah, there's no other commitments, though, right?
And you get to do everybody's podcast.
You have to have dinner with them.
Oh, cool. Sign me up. That'd be great.
Yeah, you're no further obligation.
Okay, just want to make sure.
It's been a great performance today, but it doesn't qualify you for the Tournament of Championships.
I'm doing well, though, so
you're
far.
Doing really good, yeah. Yeah. Really, really proud of you.
I'm dying of suspense.
I'm just trying to give you time to think about it because Zach is going to win, and then we're going to be. I'm going to have to apologize to put your hands together. It's going to have to start early.
Steve, what do you think it is? Read me the names, please.
Hunt Block.
What? Are you reading it correctly? Hunt Block.
It's a
Hunt
Block. It's a porno.
Okay.
It's a Hunt person Block. Named Hunt Block.
Yeah.
Daniel Pierce, August Deal, Andre Brower was okay. Just on stage last night at the Golden Globes with Andy Samberg. Daniel Olbrychski.
That's fine.
Olbrychski.
You don't have to get it
good,
right.
Good enough.
Yep, I get the gist of it. I get the vibe of his name.
Chenoweth Elijahfor was in this movie.
Ooh, I think is this movie Wanted? Or is it Salt?
That's what I thought.
It's not Wanted.
Is it Salt?
Zach is our winner.
Fuck.
I think it was Salt.
Zach.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. You worked so hard for it, Zach.
Thank you.
Just killed it today.
Here's a replay of Zach winning it. Name it.
Because he's got his lucky visor back, but I can't believe that was your second choice.
Salt?
Yeah, like it would have been great if you said that one first.
No, I know how winning works. I know how correct answers work. I knew it was Salter Wanted, and I went with Wanted because I thought Chiwetel was a bad guy in that, but I guess he was a bad guy in Salt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So
we did it, you guys.
Wait, that's it?
Is Sean here yet?
Let's do one
more. I don't know what the fuck is going on with it. Like, why not just say I'm not coming at this point? Like,
well, I think he sort of conveyed that by not coming. What better way to say I'm not coming than do not come?
You're right. No one ever in the history of everything has warned somebody about their inability to show up somewhere.
They'll get it.
You're thinking of comedians.
I am thinking of
and
comedians.
And men. Those are the two categories that don't think they have to text. But also, you shouldn't text and drive, so maybe he's being safe.
But he's clearly not driving very fast.
I bet you he's
fast.
Not driving his own car.
He has.
I think he's
who's
in,
driving
I
it?
I think he's in... Like, I think he's, like, coming from LAX in a cab or something.
Ooh.
Shit, I should have gone with Salt.
That taxi Russian. And everything.
Yeah, you should have gone with Salt.
Because of that Russian-y sounding name, and Salt, I think...
What does Stanley get now? Does he get Stanley gets the book?
Stanley gets all the prizes in the bag.
Wow, Stanley, this is...
Are you going to read that book about that president whose name I forgot?
Come and get it, Stanley. Congratulations.
Oh, it was supposed to... I forgot the whole joke.
Why are you handing this to me? He doesn't get a shithead. He won.
Oh, he doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, can I?
Yeah, give me a.
What
give me
a... Do we have time to do another fun thing?
Sure. What? Just put that there, and then I'll take the post-it off of this one.
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's good. Wow, it's timely. Yeah, we can play another game if you guys want to.
Yeah.
Do we get a vote?
Sean here?
I said if you want to.
Sure.
He's in town for like 4 days. This is the only day that he could do this show.
Well, because it's the only day that the show is happening.
I do Douglas movies on other days of the week.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. You've participated, I believe, but maybe not. But it's...
By the way, Drunk Mark is out.
You're never going to see him again. You're raising two kids on your own. He's what?
His pension if he disappears.
Oh, if you get his pension if he disappears? Yeah. Nice. What does
Sounds
he do?
Sounds like they've had some conversations.
Yeah. Listen, if I make you disappear, I get the pension.
But anyway, my point I was trying to make was that it's very difficult to get Sean on the show, and I was very excited he was going to be here,
bad.
And then this happens. But Steve, thank you for jumping in there. This show really needs three guests, or two guests that aren't these guys.
Why?
Zach looks great, by the way.
Right?
You look like you've lost some weight.
Yep. Thank you.
Beautiful eyes. Let's play another game.
Okay. Let's play a round of Last Man Stanton, a.k.a. the Seth Rogen game.
Okay.
While Drunk Mark is gone, we will ask Mrs. Drunk Mark to name a... Oh, he's back.
Yep, you're not going to get the windfall that his pension would have been.
Dude makes a lot of money in the blank hat industry.
Yeah. It is. And the canvas of it is so huge. There could have been five logos there.
And underneath it.
Okay, go ahead. What are we doing with Mrs. Drunk Mark?
I thought this show was gonna be like an extra long one because with you guys, you and Sean
talking,
whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought it was gonna be extra long. It's so funny that like I'm in stretch mode now.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised by it.
So
it's really weird. But let's play this game. So now we'll ask Mark and Mrs. Mark to. We need an actor, an actress, or a director with a large body of work, like that's been in a bunch of movies or made a bunch of movies.
Tom Hanks,
we've done before.
By the way, I was going to ask if you were expecting earlier, but I realized that's the worst thing you can do. No.
Nope, just left donuts. What's that? Yeah, two of you are having it. This kid's really...
Yeah, he's having...
work out great.
Sympathy pregnancy brain.
Will Smith.
Okay.
Will Smith, I like it.
He hasn't done very much. All right, let's go.
All right, Will Smith, we take turns starting with you, Kumail, naming Will Smith movies until we can't do it anymore.
Independence Day.
That's a Will Smith movie. Steve?
What do I do now?
Just name a Will Smith movie.
Name any Will Smith movie.
Oh, I, Robot.
Yep.
What do you got, Zach?
Something of Bel Air. It was one of his early films. It was a long movie, right?
Yeah, it ran like 5 years.
It was a Merchant Ivory Wayans.
So you give up already?
No, name.
I got one. Let's see. I Am Legend.
Yes, that's one. I'm gonna go with Hancock.
Oh.
Yeah, something today reminded me of that.
Okay. I'll go with Pursuit of Happiness. Because it's with a Y for some reason.
Yeah, it's spelled wrong. Wait, yeah, Y, that's right.
Yeah, Happiness.
Oh, I get you. Yeah, okay. That would be a typical misspelling of that word when you're young.
Is that what it is? I thought his name was like Jason Happy. And so it was like, you know when they do that? I guess it's not. Go ahead.
Steve?
Bad Boys 2.
Really teeing one up for Zach
boys,
over there.
Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 3.
So Zach is out.
No, I was kidding.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even going to use Bad Boys
1. Oh, you're not?
No, because I think it's a trap.
Okay, what are you going to...
What could the trap be?
Will Smith wasn't really in Bad Boys.
Yeah.
You didn't know that, Kumail?
6 degrees of separation.
Ooh.
Okay. I should have saved that one. Shit.
Yeah.
Don't say Bad Boys, Kumail. Please. Don't say it.
He can't say it because I'm saying it. Bad Boys.
Fuck.
Kumail.
How is it that he's done hundreds of movies and I can only... He did one with his son like yesterday it came out.
Oh, Nepotism? Was that the name of it?
By the way, can I mention I was at my...
You can't.
Okay, I want to say this real quick.
Now we're going to be late.
Okay, I was in North Carolina with my mother-in-law.
And you're stalling.
My mother-in-law referred to Will Smith as Jada Pinkett's husband. She was like, that movie that Jada Pinkett's husband was in. I was like, Will Smith? Oh, shit. He was going to be in Django, but then he wasn't.
Give me 7 of those and I'll give you a point.
Okay.
He was going to be Reagan and Lee Daniels the Butler.
How is
it? Might have been closer than Alan Rickman's version. You're out.
I'm out.
Okay, Steve.
Ali.
Yeah. Zach.
Oh God. It was a TV show. No, I'm not saying that one. But it was a movie based on a TV show about, and they had robots in the West. Oh. Yeah.
You can't help, no, Kumail.
That's the name of it, isn't it?
What? Said?
Robots the in whole the West?
That whole sentence?
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve's going to say it next when it's his turn again. You won't?
I'm letting him think about it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say it. I'm going to get it over with.
Give me a hint.
You said part of the name of
you
the movie.
You gave yourself a hint.
You've said part of the name of the movie.
Western?
Did you say it was wild at all?
Wild. Let's go wild. Let's
wild, fucking, wild. Let's go wild.
Let's go wild.
The hit Will Smith movie about robotic spiders.
All right, well, since you're out, since I'm next, I'll say Wild Wild West. Steve?
Bad Boys.
I already said
no.
it.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, yeah.
Men in Black.
Okay, Men in Black 2.
Men in Black 3? There was a third one. Yeah.
After Earth.
Oh, that's After the fucking
Earth.
One.
Oh, that's After one Earth, yeah.
That's the one with the sun.
Nothing. I've got one more. Made in America, with Whoopi Goldberg and Ted Danson. I win.
You win.
Nothing.
Oh man.
Fun game though. Which ones did we miss?
Hitch.
Hitch.
Jersey Girl.
Shark Tale.
By the way, yeah, this guy yelled out Shark Tale. Where?
Oh,
that's Zanana. Right. That's correct.
Yeah, sure, but it's like that's not the first one you think of, or
no,
even
they
the
were
20th.
Filling in the ones we didn't.
What else? What else?
Independence Day.
Bagger Vance, Legend thereof.
Ah,
Legend of Baggy Pants.
Great movie.
7 pounds.
That's a good movie.
You like that?
Yeah. Is he in it?
I don't know. Seven pounds.
No, it's
at
good.
All.
Is it the real series? It's serious.
It's serious.
Yes, good.
It's the
like
sequel to 21 Grams.
I liked it. You didn't, Doug? You didn't like it?
I don't remember liking it. No.
That's what's important.
It was a little. I don't know. It was heavy. Very heavy. I like to see him come in and go, "Hey."
I'll
tell you how to get a date. Please, Hitch, tell us how to do it. Anchorman 2.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a spoiler and a correct answer. I guess that's been out long enough. Thank you to all of my guests, Zach Galifianakis, Steve Agee, filling in
thank
for
you.
Sean Cullen. Didn't make it at all, I guess. And Kumail Nanjiani!
Yeah.
I just want to win. I really wanted to win. I've never won.
DougLovesMovies.com for all my dates, deets, and links. We're ending only 1 minute over, so small apology to the hands of putting together time show. And as always, Ben Schwartz's improv shirt is a shithead. Okay, if you say so. And of course, Drunk Mark is a shithead.
The world is viewing prowess, makes him cocky. There's no room in